Andrew Clark picked up skateboarding. His father, Steve Clark, saw an opportunity to create jobs and to capitalize on the characteristics of the typical skater. He joined forces with the skateboarding community and opened Bordertown Skate Shop and Skate Park in Fort Smith.
I'm really tapped into kind of the entrepreneurialism culture that's occurring here in this part of the state. And my son, Andy, is an avid skater. And I started kind of just exploring kind of the genetics or the DNA of a typical skater. And it just occurred to me that, you know, while they're not anarchists, they're certainly comfortable with being outside of everyday norm. In addition to that, they're fiercely competitive, they're risk takers, they're very creative, very bright. And it just kind of resonated with me that they were, you know, perfect material for business startups and entrepreneurialism.
In talking with a friend about his idea, he learned of a young skater with this entrepreneurial spirit.
Just kind of talking about a vision that I had for it, he said, well, you really need to meet Nick Gibson. So I did. I reached out to Nick, had him up, you know, for my house. You know, he gets out. I'm sure he was wondering what he was getting into. But a lot of shared passion, a lot of shared vision. And I think for him, it was just, you know, kind of a dream come true.
Nick Gibson is now the manager of Bordertown. When he was approached by Steve about opening a skate shop, he immediately started thinking with a business mind.
I said the only way a skate shop would last here in this city would if you had an indoor park attached to it, because you need the skate park to build the scene and keep the skaters skateboarding, and then you need the skate shop right there on hand if kids break their boards or need a new board or anything like that.
They found Team Payne Skate Parks, a business out of Florida also ran by skaters. Team Payne built and designed the Fort Smith Park. They have also designed for the X Games, an annual sports competition controlled by ESPN. Steve speaks fondly of working with Team Payne, an experience he says has evolved into a friendship.
I think, you know, the one word that's really important in this culture, in the skate culture, is legitimacy, and those guys are legitimate, you know. Not all of them, but most of them have been sponsored skaters during their career. This is what they do. They build skate parks. And they were blown away. You know, they were blown away by the number of kids that were just waiting and watching. We would have 15, 20, 25 kids a day just watching them build the park. And I think they were just blown away, you know, by the interest that, you know, kind of the built up or pent up interest waiting for something like this to happen. So, in fact, they were with us about, I'm going to say, 3 weeks, and it was fantastic. I mean, they're friends now.
One of the kids watching the build was Nigel Pillard. He was there from the start of the build and even lent a helping hand.
It took a lot of work and effort into getting this thing done. Came here to sweat, help move stuff, build stuff, help bring stuff in. Just everything, you know, this little stuff around the place.
The park itself is 11,000 square feet. The ramps are made out of birch rather than man-made masonite, a wood that Nick says will be very durable and require little maintenance.
On that surface material, the birch, after about 3 years, we'll have to flip it over and use the other side. That's the good thing about that is both sides are the same material, so you can just flip it over and use the other material for another 3 years. So.
The park has other unique design features. Mike Hawkins, a skater and friend of Bordertown, describes one as not really a bowl or a pool, but more of an arc.
It's an egg, and Jeff Hammond from Team Payne's been wanting to build this for years, but nobody's been willing to commit to it. And the guys at Bordertown decided that to go for it and have it built.
Mike was on hand for the entire build, filming the construction of the park to be included on the park's website and to be played in the skate shop. Mike filmed time-lapse footage.
I recorded 24 hours of footage of the park build. What I did was I had a camera on a tripod that recorded 2 seconds every 30 seconds, and it recorded 4 minutes an hour, and you speed it up in editing, and it makes it the time go by faster. And I had another camera that I used as a portable for close-ups and skating that we were filming while the park was being built.
The film project taps into the aforementioned creativity of the skater.
Incorporated into Bordertown as part of a collaboration of creative arts blended with skateboarding.
This creativity is also exhibited on the walls of the park, where graffiti artists have left their mark. Steve says this is yet another way to reach out to the community.
We brought in some renowned artists from Dallas. And as soon as we started painting on the side of the wall, we had, you know, guys kind of coming out of the bushes going, hey, what's going on? It turns out there's some great local art talent. And so in addition to just the skate park, we're reaching out to local artists, you know, the young people. We're providing canvas for them to take home, put their art, come back, they can hang it in our shop. If it sells, they get 100% of the proceeds. But it's just really an avenue to reach out to all the kids. And we have football fields for football players. We have basketball courts for the basketball players. But we haven't really historically done much for the kids that maybe don't fall into those categories.
The community outreach doesn't stop there. Some of the kids have just returned from Houston, attending a charitable skateboarding event. Steve says that charity events are something that Bordertown will participate in.
I think it's imperative, frankly. I mean, I think what you'll find is this group of young people are very charitable, very giving, very, frankly, very loving. So anytime that we can reach out to our community in unexpected ways, utilizing unexpected demographic, I would imagine that most people would not anticipate, you know, their typical ideal of a skater being someone that really is concerned about charitable activities. But the fact is, it's just the opposite. So the Johnny Romano Skate Jam in Houston is a fantastic opportunity for our kids to participate in a worthy charitable cause. And I think you'll find that Bordertown will be a leader in this community as it relates to charitable opportunities.
Nick Gibson, Bordertown manager, speaks of a program the skate park is participating in to promote volunteerism.
Right now, we're working with the United Way, and we're getting where kids can go donate time with the United Way. Like 2 hours, we'll get them one weekday session, and 3 hours, we'll get them a weekend session. So when they go donate their time, they can come back and give us the sheet showing they donated that time, and we give them a free session. So that's for kids that don't have jobs or don't have parents that can afford to get them to come skate. Stuff like that, you know, just to help them get off the streets and have some fun.
While getting kids off the streets, the skate shop and park are proving to be a learning experience for them. Lessons that Steve Clark says was one of his intentions.
Building it the way we did was the introduction of, you know, this crowd, this community, these young people, you know, what it means to run a business, what it takes to run a business. My son Andrew Clark and his best friend Cole Rickard, this is their initiative. So we're teaching inventory, we're teaching, business relationship, basic accounting, kind of a disruptive education model. So you know the kids want to be here already because it's a great place. And so once they're here, what can we teach them, you know, and in what fashion can we teach them that engages them to be really motivated, you know, motivated in school, motivated in career, motivated in the arts.
Community outreach began this weekend at the park's grand opening. It was crowded with skaters, performing tricks, utilizing the ramps, excitement evident on their faces and in their movements. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.